from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, most confidential knowledge, text number 6.
Kaitanya Maharaj le Bhagavad Gita ko 9 adhyaya bata pardai hununcha.
Yata kasha astito nityam.
Yata kasha astito nityam.
Vayu sarvatra gomahan.
Vayu sarvatra gomahan.
Tata sarvani bhutani.
Tata sarvani bhutani.
Matstani tiyo padaraya.
Matstani tiyo padaraya.
Yata kasha astito nityam.
Yata kasha astito nityam.
Vayu sarvatra gomahan.
Vayu sarvatra gomahan.
Tata sarvani bhutani.
Tata sarvani bhutani.
Matstani tiyo padaraya.
Matstani tiyo padaraya.
Yata kasha astito nityam.
Yata kasha astito nityam.
Vayu sarvatra gomahan.
Vayu sarvatra gomahan.
Tata sarvani bhutani.
Tata sarvani bhutani.
Matstani tiyo padaraya.
Matstani tiyo padaraya.
Yata.
Yata.
Just as. Akasha stita, stitaha,
situated in the sky,
nityam,
nityam,
always,
always,
vayu,
vayu,
the wind,
sarvatraga,
blowing everywhere,
blowing everywhere,
mahan,
mahan,
great,
great,
tata,
tata,
similarly,
similarly.
Sarvani Bhutani,
Sarvani Bhutani,
all created beings,
all created in me.
Matstani,
Matstani,
situated in me,
situated in me.
Iti, thus,
thus.
Upadaraya,
Upadaraya,
try to understand.
Try to understand.
Translation. Understand that as a mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, all created beings rest in me. Oh, we got. Who's going to read the Hindi?
The ninth slope, which one is that?
9, 6,
अनुवाद. जसरी सर्वत्र प्रवाहित हुने शक्तिशाली हावा आकाशमा स्थित रहन्छ, त्यस्तै गरी सृष्टि भएका सम्पूर्ण प्राणीहरू ममा स्थित रहन्छन् भन्ने कुरा तिमीले बुझ. तात्पर्य यति ठूलो भौतिक सृष्टि भगवानमा कसरी स्थित छ भन्ने कुरा साधारण मानिसले बुझ्न र विचार गर्न सक्दैन. तर हामीलाई बुझ्न सजिलो हुने खालको उदाहरण भगवानले यहाँ प्रस्तुत गर्नुभएको छ. हाम्रो सोचाइमा आकाश सबभन्दा ठूलो सृष्टि हो र त्यो आकाशमा बग्ने हावा पनि विश्व ब्रह्माण्डको सबभन्दा ठूलो सृजना हो. हावाकै गतिले प्रत्येक वस्तुको गतिविधिलाई प्रभावित पार्छ, तर जतिसुकै ठूलो भए पनि हावा आकाशमै अवस्थित छ. हावा आकाशभन्दा पर छैन. त्यसै गरी विचित्र किसिमको यो सम्पूर्ण सृष्टि भगवानको इच्छाका आधारमा अवस्थित छ र हरेक कुरा उहाँका इच्छाका अधीनमा छ. सामान्यतया हामी भगवानको इच्छा बिना घाँसको एउटा त्यान्द्रो पनि हल्लिँदैन भन्ने गर्छौ. यसरी संसारको हरेक चीज उहाँकै अधीनमा रहेर गतिशील छ. उहाँकै इच्छाले प्रत्येक कुराको सृष्टि हुन्छ, उहाँकै इच्छाले प्रत्येक कुराको पालन पोषण हुन्छ र उहाँकै इच्छाले प्रत्येक कुराको संहार पनि हुन्छ. जसरी हावाका गतिविधिबाट आकाश प्रभावित हुँदैन, त्यसै गरी भगवान पनि सृष्टिका हरेक वस्तुबाट अलग र प्रभावित हुनुहुन्छ. त तैतरीय उपनिषद 2:8:1 मा भनिएको छ, यत भिता वातः पवते, अर्थात भगवानका डरले नै हावा बग्दछ। त्यसै गरी बृहदारण्यक उपनिषदमा भनिएको छ, अर्थात भगवानका आदेश र नियन्त्रणमा रहेर सूर्य चन्द्र लगायतका अन्य ठुला ठुला ग्रहहरू घुमिरहरूका छन्। ब्रह्म संहितामा पनि भनिएको छ, यो सूर्यको गतिको वर्णन हो। यहाँ भनिएको छ, सूर्य त भगवानको एउटा आँखो हो र त्यसमा ताप र प्रकाश फैलाउने अपार शक्ति छ। तापनि त्यो सूर्य भगवान गोविन्दको इच्छा र आदेश अनुसार आफ्नो निर्धारित कक्षमा घुमिराख्छ। यसरी आफैमा अत्यन्त विशाल र विचित्रको देखिने यो सारा चराचर सृष्टि भगवानकै अधीनमा छ भन्ने प्रमाण हामी वैदिक साहित्यमा पाउन सक्छौँ। यस कुराको व्याख्या यसै अध्यायको आगामी श्लोकमा पनि छ।
हरे कृष्ण। So we're reading chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge. Lord Krishna is describing something about his yogam aishwaram, his inconceivable potencies.
यहाँ चाहिँ हामी अध्याय 9 को श्लोक 6 पढ्दै छौं, परम गोपनीय ज्ञानको बारेमा। यहाँ
योगम ऐश्वरम,
यहाँ चाहिँ योगम ऐश्वरमको बारेमा भनिएको छ।
Mentioned in the previous verse.
यो चाहिँ पहिलो श्लोकमा पनि बताइएको छ।
Means that the Lord possesses inconceivable potencies.
यसको अर्थ हो कि भगवानले जुन हामीले सोच्नै नसक्ने छ त्यो शक्तिहरू भगवानमा छ।
And in this verse we're reading tonight, Lord Krishna is giving an example to describe something of his inconceivable potencies.
र यही श्लोकमा चाहिँ भगवानले आफ्नो एउटा यस्तो शक्तिको बयान गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ जुन चाहिँ एकदम साधारण छैन।
Yeah, the example is that just as the air is always resting in the sky, but in the same way the living entities are always resting in Krishna.
जसरी चाहिँ यो हावा सधैँ आकाशमा अडिएको हुन्छ त्यस्तै गरेर हामी जीवात्माहरू पनि सधैँ कृष्णमा अडिएको हुन्छौँ।
There is nothing separate from Krishna.
कृष्णबाट भिन्न कुनै छैन, कोही छैन।
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives another example to help us understand just the greatness of Lord Krishna's power.
र तात्पर्यमा श्रील प्रभुपादले हामीले बुझोस् भनेर अझै भगवानको बारेमा अझै वर्णन गर्नुभएको छ।
He quotes the verse from the Brahma Samhita describing how the sun moves under the control of the Supreme Lord.
वहाँले चाहिँ कसरी सूर्य भगवानको नियन्त्रणमा छ र सूर्य कसरी चल्छ भगवानको नियन्त्रणमा रहेर भन्ने कुरा भन्नुभएको छ।
There is nothing, no one who is free, who is not under the control of the Supreme Lord.
यहाँ त्यस्तो कोही पनि छैन जो भगवानको नियन्त्रणमा छैन।
But the power of illusion is so great that we are constantly thinking we are free.
तर भ्रम यति शक्तिशाली छ कि हामी सबैले सोच्छौँ कि हामी मायामा छैनौँ।
So by reading Bhagavad Gita we're trying to bring our consciousness out of this illusion, out of this maya, to understand our actual situation as being dependent on the Lord.
र भागवत गीता पढेर हामीले यो बुझ्न कोसिस गरिरहेको छ कि हाम्रो साँचो अवस्था के हो त भन्दाखेरि भगवानबाट हामी छुटिएको छैनौँ, हामी भगवानमा भर परिएको छौँ भन्ने कुरा बुझ्छौँ।
We have some independence. We can choose. Either we accept Krishna's shelter or we try to make our own independent way.
हाम्रो अलिकति स्वतन्त्रता छ। हामीले चाहिँ यो रोज्न पाउँछौँ कि हामी भगवानको शरणमा जाने कि आफै आफूलाई जे जे मन लाग्छ त्यही गर्ने।
Either we take the shelter of Krishna or we take the shelter of Maya.
कि त हामी भगवानको शरणमा जानु पर्यो कि त मायाको शरणमा जानु पर्यो.
So it's surprising that most people usually take the shelter of Maya.
तर यो त अचम्मको कुरा हो कि धेरै जसो मान्छेले चाहिँ मायाको शरणमा जान रुचाउँछन्.
Rather we should say it's not surprising most people take the shelter of Maya.
यो चाहिँ अचम्म होइन साँचो कुरा हो कि धेरै जसोले मायाकै शरणमा जान्छ.
Because the power of Maya is so great also, just as Krishna's has inconceivable potencies, Maya is also one of Krishna's potencies.
Jasari Krishna ko kina hami Maya ko sharan ma jancha hundari jasari Krishna ko jun tyo shakti cha sochnai nasakne tei shakti madhye Maya pani ek Krishna kai shakti ho.
And that Maya allows us to think this material world is an eternal place, we can live here forever.
र त्यही मायाको कारणले हामी सबै सोचिरहेछौँ कि यो भौतिक संसार त सधैँको लागि हो र हामी यहाँ सधैँको लागि बाँचिरहन्छौँ.
That everyone is happy in their own little place in this material world, thinking it's very nice, we're enjoying.
हामी सबैले यो सोच्छौँ कि ओहो हामी सबैजना त कति खुसी यो सानो ठाउँमा हामीले कति रमाइलो गर्न सक्छौँ कति मनोरञ्जन पाउन सक्छौँ.
We're reminded of the example of how Indra was cursed because of some offense to his guru. His guru cursed him to take the body of a pig.
यहाँ चाहिँ हामीलाई इन्द्रको उदाहरण दिएको छ कि कसरी इन्द्रलाई शराब दिएको थियो उसले आफ्नो गुरुप्रति अपराध गर्दाखेरि सुँगुरको शरीर लिनु परेको थियो.
And in the pig body he was with so many other pigs and they were eating the stool every day.
यसरी चाहिँ सुँगुरको शरीरमा हुँदाखेरि ठाउँ ठाउँमा भएको नराम्रो चिजहरू सबै नालीमा राखेको चिजहरू खाने गर्थे.
And he had so many pig wives and pig children.
र त्यसरी नै उसको सुँगुर स्वास्नी र सुँगुर बच्चाहरू पनि थियो.
And sleeping in the mud and stool every day.
र यसरी नै पिसाब माटो यी सबै कुराहरूमा उ सुत्ने गर्थ्यो.
Getting bigger and fatter.
यसरी नै हट्टाकट्टा मोटो मोटो हुँदै आयो.
And then after some time his guru came and said, okay, you can come back now.
र केही समय बितेपछि उहाँको गुरु फर्केर आउनुभयो र भन्नुभयो ल अब तिमी फर्क फर्किने बेला भयो.
Back where? No, I'm happy here. This is my home.
तर उसले त भन्न थाले कि हैन हैन म त यही खुसी छु यो त मेरो घर हो.
All my family are here.
सबै मेरो परिवार यही छ.
So nice place. They bring us food every day.
कति राम्रो ठाउँ छ यहाँ त सबै हामीले पिसाब खान पाउँछौ.
So then the butcher came with the big knife. The butcher.
यसरी कसै आयो यसरी ठुलो चक्कु लिएर.
Then all the pigs began to scream.
यसरी भयभरका सुँगुरहरू कराउन थाले.
They were picking the butcher picked up the pigs, chopped off their heads.
यसरी कसैले एक एक सुँगुर गर्दै एक एक जनालाई लिँदै टाउको काट्न थाले.
So then Indra had a change of mind.
यसपछि चाहिँ इन्द्रले फर्किने बेला भयो भनेर सोचे.
So the material world, we're all in this kind of situation. We're just like this. We're making our plans, we're very happy, thinking this is very nice here.
The bhautik sansar ma hami sabai jana yahi sungar jastai bhayeka chhau. Hamle afno afno yojana banairaheka chhau. Ekdam khushi jasto pani dekhinchha.
We have our plans for eternal life.
Hamro chai yojana chha sadai bhari ko lagi.
But we should always remember the nature of this world.
तर हामीले चाहिँ यो संसारको प्रकृति कस्तो छ त व्यवहार यो संसारको प्रकृति कस्तो छ भन्ने कुरा बुझ्नु पर्छ.
And if we understand the nature of this world, then we will think about our purpose. Why are we actually here in this world?
यो संसारको बारेमा हामीले बुझेपछि अनि हामीले बुझ्छौँ किन हामी यो संसारमा आएको.
It is not just to fill the belly, just to have some nice husband, nice wife, children, nice home.
हामी खालि यो संसारमा आफ्नो पेट भर्न या राम्रो दुलहा पाउन या राम्रो परिवार पाउन यी कारणहरूको लागि मात्र त आएको हैन.
Because all of these things are temporary. They cannot save us from death.
किनभने यी सबै कुराहरू त क्षणिक हो यसले त हामीलाई मृत्युबाट बचाउँदैन त.
Srimad Bhagavatam says deha patrakala katradeshu atmasanyesvasatpati tesham pramata nidanam pashyannapi na pashyati. That people who are attached to their deha, the body, the patra, the home and the family and all the things in relation to these things, that these, all of these different things are like soldiers, but they're fallible soldiers. They're soldiers who will not win a victory for us.
Srimad Bhagavatam ma yo bhaniyeko cha ki jo vyakti aafno sharir sanga aashakti rakhcha, aafno parivar yo tyo yo sabai kura sanga sambandhit kura sanga aashakti rakhcha, yo chai testo sipahi jasto ho jasle kahile pani jitdaina.
Yeah, we have our home, it's not like our castle. And then the family members are like our army. Just in Thailand, of course, they would keep so many dogs. Everyone's got so many dogs there. Keep the enemy away. But they cannot keep away Yamaraj. This is the one temple everyone has to go to. The temple of Yama. So this is the most wonderful thing in this material world. Although everyone has to die, nobody is thinking, one day I will die. We are not seeing the hand of the Supreme Lord controlling this material world. He has arranged this world just for our purification. We are meant to learn when we come in this world. And the lesson is that this world is not our real home. And that we cannot be independent of the plan of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So if we understand that everything is resting on Krishna and we are also resting on Him, then it's only proper that we surrender ourselves to Him. But if we surrender to Maya, then Maya is a very cruel, hard master. We were just singing that song, Bhaja Hari Mana. So in the song, says, Sita Atapa Bhata Varishana Edina Jamini Jagiri Bipale Sevinu Chapala Sukalaba. Kripana. Yeah, the Kripana. We have to serve these wicked and miserly people for flickering pleasure.
जुन हामीले भजन उरे मन भन्ने भजन गाउँछौँ त्यसमा पनि बताइएको थियो हामीले यस्तो यस्तो मान्छेको सेवा गरिरहेको छ कि जो एकदम कठोर छ जो लोभी छ.
Probably most of you are working in the service of Kripanas.
तपाईँहरू सबैको कति महाजनहरू यस्तो पनि हुन सक्छ.
You have to work so much, they will give you so little.
तपाईँहरू यति धेरै काम गर्नुहुन्छ तर उहाँहरूले दिँदाखेरि थोरै थोरै दिनुहुन्छ.
But if you give a little for Krishna, He gives you so much. Krishna does not look at what you're offering, but He looks at the love, the way in which you offer. Krishna was not interested in the lavish, opulent food prepared by Duryodhana with so much ghee.
Krishna jani tyo Duryodhan le banayeko ekdam mitho ekdam pura ghyu dalera banayeko tyo parikar haru bata Krishna lobhiyeko thiyena.
But He came to the home of Vidura to eat banana skins.
Tara Krishna ta Vidur ko ghar ma janu bhayo kera pani kera ko chhimba khana lai.
There's a story in the temple of Balaji in South India. There's a pastime that the king, great king, made an offering of gold lotuses. He had some gold lotuses prepared and put them in a garland and brought them to offer to the deity. But when they put the garland on, broke. So they repaired the mala again, put the garland on, but again it broke. The king was very disappointed. He thought, I've spent so much wealth, I've spent my whole treasury to make this offering, the Lord is not accepting it. So that night, the king, in his dream, the Lord appeared to him. And the Lord told him, he said, your garland of gold lotuses was alright, but there's one man, he is giving me lotus of mud every day. It is much better.
र भगवानले सपनामा आएर भन्नुभयो कि तिमीले जुन मलाई सुनको माला चढाएको थियो कमलको सुनको माला चढाएको त्यो ठिकै छ राम्रै छ तर एउटा मान्छे यस्तो छ कि जसले त्यो माटोको कमल चढाइरहेको छ त्यो त मलाई एकदम मन पर्छ
The king was very puzzled. Who is this man? Who is this devotee?
र अब राजालाई चाहिँ एकदम राजतले रिङ्ग्यो अनि राजाले भन्छ को यो भक्त
So he sent his servants his different agents to go and find out who is this devotee offering mud lotus to the Lord. So they went all over the kingdom. Took many, many days before they could find such a person. They found there was this one man, Potter. He was making the clay cups. Do you have clay cups in Burma? In India they have, Clay cups. So the potter used to make very clay cups very good. Better than plastic. So this potter, he was every day just to make so many clay cups. But first thing he would do in the morning, he would come in, he would take a little bit of mud, and he would make a little deity of the Lord. Yeah, a little tiny, he would form the Lord. And then the last thing he would do at night, he would take the mud off his hands, from his hands, because every day, the whole day working with the mud, he would take from his hands and he would use that mud to make one lotus and he would offer to the Lord.
र ऊ राति सुत्नेभन्दा अगाडि के गर्थ्यो दिनभरि त काम गर्यो हातभरि माटो माटो हुन्छ र त्यही भयभरको माटो जम्मा गरेर सानो कमलको फुल बनाएर भगवानलाई चढाउँथे
So this offering of the mud flower, this was so pleasing to the Lord.
र जुन उसले कमलको फुल चढाउँथ्यो भगवानको लागि भगवान एकदम खुसी हुन्थ्यो
So Krishna is interested in our love, our feeling from the heart, this bhakti. This is another of the inconceivable opulences of Lord Krishna. That although he has everything, although he is Bhagavan, he is greedy for the love of his devotee.
के हो त भन्दाखेरि उहाँसँग सबै कुरा छ भएभरको चिज त उहाँ स्वयं भगवान हुनुहुन्छ त्यही पनि उहाँ एकदम लोभी हुनुहुन्छ के कुराको लागि भक्तको मायाको लागि
And because of that greed, that is why the Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
र त्यही लोभको लागि भगवान स्वयं चैतन्य महाप्रभु भएर आउनुभएको थियो
was so greedy to experience what is this love, what is this happiness which the devotees are getting.
यति लोभी हुनुहुन्थ्यो कि यो जान्न चाहनुहुन्थ्यो कि के हो यो भक्ति भन्ने चिज के हो.
Although the Supreme Lord Krishna has inconceivable powers and he is controlling the whole world, he himself is controlled by his devotee.
स्वयं भगवानको यति शक्तिशाली भएता पनि उहाँले सबै कुरा नियन्त्रण गर्नुहुन्छ तर स्वयं आफू भक्तबाट नियन्त्रित हुनुहुन्छ.
Krishna is Madan Mohan.
भगवान मदन मोहन हुनुहुन्छ.
He can control so many cupids.
उहाँले चाहिँ कति हो कति
कामदेवलाई
आफ्नो नियन्त्रणमा राख्नुहुन्छ.
We are all controlled by cupid.
हामीहरू सबैलाई कामदेवले आफ्नो नियन्त्रणमा राख्नुहुन्छ.
But Lord Krishna, he controls not only one cupid but many many cupids.
तर भगवान कृष्णले एक कामदेवलाई हैन कयौं कामदेवलाई नियन्त्रणमा राख्नुहुन्छ.
But श्रीमती राधारानी, she is मदन मोहन मोहिनी.
र श्रीमती राधारानी चाहिँ मदन मोहन मोहिनी हुनुहुन्छ.
Because she can control, she can capture Krishna.
किनभने उहाँले कृष्णलाई आफ्नो नियन्त्रणमा राख्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
This is the power of pure love.
यो नै पवित्र शुद्ध मायाको शक्ति हो.
Although Krishna is ajita, he cannot be conquered. He is conquered by the love of his devotees.
Krishna la ajita pani bhaninchha kasari Krishna lai jitna sakdaina tara pani kesari jitna sakcha bhakta ko maya le waha jile pani harnu.
How can we develop this love?
Taba yo maya kasari aba hamle lyaune ta.
Lord Chaitanya tells, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam and quoted also by Ramananda Roy to Lord Chaitanya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu le yaha bhannu huncha ki
by Ramananda Roy.
Ramananda Roy le yaha bhannu huncha.
Yes. Lord Chaitanya was asking him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu le wahalai sodhnu bhayeko thiyo.
And Ramananda Roy is speaking.
Ramananda Roy boli rakhnu bhayeko.
So he quoted Lord Brahma's prayer from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ra wahalai chahi Brahma ko prarthana dohraunu bhayeko.
That if we simply remain in our position and hear about Krishna in the association of devotees,
hami sabai jana afno jun awastha ma cha tei awastha ma rahera bhagwan lai samjhine bhakta haru ko sang ma garema,
then simply by hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees without any speculation, without any material desires, we can conquer Krishna.
यसरी भक्तहरूको सङ्गतमा अरू कुनै पनि भौतिक आसक्ति नराखिकन आफ्नो आफ्नो दिमागले नचाहिने कुराहरू नसोचिकन गरेमा कृष्णलाई हामी पाउन सक्छौ.
We have to develop this eagerness therefore to hear about Krishna.
हामीले चाहिँ आफूभित्र एउटा उत्सुकता पैदा गर्नुपर्छ भगवानको बारेमा सुन्नलाई.
This utsahan, enthusiasm, this is very important quality.
यो उत्सुकता यो चाहिँ सबैभन्दा एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण गुण हो.
So you are all very nice enthusiastic devotees, you like to come here and sing and dance.
तपाईहरु सबै चाहिँ एकदम उत्सुक भक्तहरु हुनुहुन्छ. तपाईहरुले यहाँ आउन मन लाग्छ, भजन गाउन मन लाग्छ, नाच्न मन लाग्छ.
This is very important qualification for making advance.
यो चाहिँ एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण गुण हो आफ्नो प्रगतिको लागि.
You have to keep your this enthusiasm, you have to go on, keep this enthusiasm, don't lose it.
यो उत्सुकता आफूमा राख्नु पर्छ, नगुमाउनुस् यो उत्सुकतालाई.
Just as people are enthusiastic for making money or they're enthusiastic for becoming famous, you are enthusiastic for Krishna.
मान्छेहरु चाहिँ उत्सुक हुन्छ किन पैसा कमाउन यो गर्न त्यो गर्न, तर तपाईहरु त भगवानको लागि उत्सुक हुनुहुन्छ.
Their enthusiasm is in the mode of passion, but your enthusiasm is transcendental.
उहाँहरुको उत्सुकता तमोगुणमा छ र तपाईहरुको उत्सुकता आध्यात्मिक छ.
The mode of passion, if one has the desires in the mode of passion, it simply takes one into more intense, becomes more entangled and falls into the darkest modes of ignorance.
रजोगुणमा रहेर गरेको जुन उत्सुकता छ त्यसले चाहिँ हामीलाई संसारको सबैभन्दा अध्ययारो दलदलमा धकेलिदिन्छ.
But when we use our enthusiasm for Krishna, for Krishna's service, then that is purifying, that is bringing us closer to this developing the goal of life.
र हामीले चाहिँ यो उत्सुकता भगवानको लागि भगवानको सेवाको लागि गरेमा हाम्रो चाहिँ नि जीवनको लक्ष्य के हो त्योमा हामी पुग्न सक्छौँ.
So we're very fortunate. Jayadvaita Swami is here today to give you some words of wisdom.
आज चाहिँ हामी सबैजना भाग्यमानी छौँ कि जयद्वैत महाराज जयद्वैत स्वामी यहाँ हामीसँग हुनुहुन्छ, उहाँकै शब्द बोल्नुहुन्छ.
He is a very senior disciple, Srila Prabhupada.
उहाँ चाहिँ शिल प्रभुपादको धेरै सिनियर चेला हुनुहुन्छ.
And he personally used to edit all Prabhupada's writings.
र उहाँ आफैले प्रभुपादले लेख्नु भएको कुराहरू एडिट गर्नुहुन्थ्यो.
Prabhupada trusted him to edit his books.
प्रभुपादले उहाँलाई विश्वास गर्नुहुन्थ्यो, ल तिमीले मेरो किताबहरू एडिट गर्न सक्छ भनेर.
So just like sometimes if you are taking responsibility for somebody else's writings, it is very serious responsibility.
तब तपाईले अरुको काम लिन्छ भने म यो कुरा सच्याइ दिन्छु भनेर लिन्छ त्यो एकदम धेरै गाह्रो काम हो.
One has to make sure not only that the words are in the correct way, the proper manner, the grammar has to be correct, has to be understandable by ordinary people.
हामीले चाहिँ शब्दहरु कसरी मिलाइएको छ त्यो कुरा मात्र हेर्ने कि सामान्य व्यक्तिहरुले बुझ्न सक्छ कि सक्दैन त्यो कुरा पनि हेर्नु पर्ने हुन्छ.
So Prabhupada trusted him to do this service.
प्रभुपादले उहाँलाई विश्वास गरेर यो सेवा उहाँलाई दिनु भएको थियो.
So he has come to speak a few words to you tonight.
उहाँ चाहिँ नि आज केही शब्द बोल्न जानु भएछ सबैको लागि.
ॐ अज्ञानमिदन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं तथाधीश प्रदाति. Krishna goes on, Sarva Bhutani Konteya Prakritim Yanti Mamikam Gopa Kshaye Punastani Gopado Srijamyam. He's introducing this topic that the entire cosmic manifestation is running under his direction.
Prabhu Bhagwan Krishna le aja agadi bhannu huncha ki jati pani yo bhautik sansar cha yo sabai waha kai anusar chalirheko cha.
The control of the Lord is the ultimate control. The Lord's control is the ultimate control.
Bhagwan le jun niyantran garnu huncha tei sabai bhanda thulo niyantran ho.
Universes are created by the potency of the Lord.
Jun sansar cha tyo chai bhagwan ko shakti bata baniyeko ho.
And everything comes out from the form of the Mahavishnu.
Jati pani kura cha tyo chai swayam Mahavishnu bata aayeko ho.
And again, everything enters within the body of the Lord.
Ra feri jati pani kura cha tyo sabai bhagwan kai sharir ma pasi
Similarly, within the universe there are smaller cycles. Smaller means 8,400,000 times 1,000.
84 lakh.
Yes. 8,400,000 times 1,000 is one day of Brahma. And during the day, everything is manifest, and then during the night of Brahma, everything is withdrawn. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate. Everything is created and destroyed again and again. And this is all going on by a fraction of the potency of
Krishna.
Prakritim svam avashtabhya visrajami puna punaha bhutagram amimam krishnam avasham prakritir avashat. Avasham means helpless. The as a small creature is helpless in the waves of the ocean, so the entire cosmic manifestation is going on by the will of the Lord, not by any will of its own. So when the entire cosmic manifestation is going on under the control of Krishna, then what to speak of us? We're controlled. We may be thinking we're independent, but we're not. We're controlled practically down to the smallest detail by the material nature. The body is a machine, yantra, and that machine is controlled by the Lord. And we're thinking that we're controlling it. So Krishna consciousness means to accept, yes, I'm controlled. But let me be controlled voluntarily. Now we're fighting. I won't be controlled. But we're controlled anyway. So better to be controlled voluntarily. Why resent? Why be bitter? Oh, why is Krishna controlling?
Why be
bitter?
Bitter
means resentful. Rather, we should be happy that I'm controlled. It's good. The dogs that have no master are unfortunate. But when the dog has a master, he's very happy. So Praharshi Yashyami Sanatha Jivita. We should be happy that we have such a wonderful master as
Krishna.
Bhavantamevanu charan nirantara prashanta nishesha manora tantra. Instead of speculating in so many ways, thinking about so much nonsense, I'm independent, I'll do as I like. Better to surrender to Krishna. I Nandatinu Jukin Kuram Patitamma Vishame Pavambuna Kupaya Tavapada Pankajasti Dhuli Sadrisha Vichintaya. Where we'll consider ourselves fortunate to be accepted as tiny servants of Krishna. Any question? Accepted it.
Now my question is, why did she say, and why did Mahaprabhu say go farther when he was talking about, I think, you know, almost higher level back then?
You follow? The question was that in the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as quoted by Narasingha Maharaj, there was a verse, Gyane Prayasa Nirupasana Mantaneva, and Lord Chaitanya rejected it and said, go further. Why?
So, yeah, Prinsara Prabhu le prashna rakhnu bhayeko chha. Agi Narasimha Maharaj le Ramananda Roy ra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bich bhayeko kura bhanneko thiyo. Ta tyeti bela chha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu le gara bhannu bhayeko kura lai chha ni namanera Ramananda Roy le chha ni aja agi jau bhannu bhaye re. Tyo kina
bhanne? He didn't reject it. All the propositions before that he rejected, but this he accepted. I accept it, but now tell me more about it.
Go
deeper. Within that. I accept it. Now go deeper within it. Other propositions he didn't. No, don't tell me about karma mishra bhakti. Don't tell me about karma kandiya. Or don't tell me simply about jnana mishra bhakti. I don't want to hear about that. That's external. Abhaya. Mental speculation. This is external. But then he accepted, yes. Stane stata shrutikatam tanavandana. To hear and chant about Krishna giving up all mental speculations. That I accept. Now tell me more about that. But that's not the end of the story. Just like there's some supposed stories. So you propose to talk about this story. No, I don't want to hear that story. No, how about this one? No, I don't want to hear about that one. How about this one? Oh yeah, I want to hear about that one.
Tell
me more about this. Tell me more about this. So the other things, jnana, kanda, karma kanda, jnana mishra bhakti, and so on. No, don't tell me about that. This is external. Pure bhakti, all right. I accept. But that's not the end of the story. Shuddha bhakti, okay, finished. Within shuddha bhakti, there are varieties also.
Shuddha bhakti, bhitra pani aja kayo vibhinna kura haru chha.
And you can go deeper and deeper. that are?
We say like we are not the controller of this body, but sometimes why do we feel that like
there's no point holding that thing in your hand down there?
Like we say we are not this controller of this body, but then it looks like we many things we are doing is in our control. Like if I want to eat a lot, like I eat sometimes I keep myself hungry for like hours. So doesn't it seem like in some part we are controlling ourselves?
यहाँ
से
रुपेश्वर गौरव प्रभुले भन्नुहुन्छ कि प्रश्न राख्नुहुन्छ कि तपाईले त भन्नुभयो कि हाम्रो शरीर आफ्नो नियन्त्रणमा छैन भनेर तर कहिलेकाहीँ त यस्तो देखिन्छ कि हाम्रो नियन्त्रणमा हाम्रो शरीर छ जस्तै हामीलाई भोक लाग्दाखेरि हामी खान सक्छौँ जति मन लाग्छ त्यति खान सक्छौँ र जब मन लाग्दैन हामी भोकै पेट पनि राख्न सक्छौँ आफूलाई भन्दाखेरि केही सीमित सीमा चाहिँ नै हामी आफ्नो आफूलाई नियन्त्रणमा राख्छौँ जस्तो लाग्यो
हामी
चाहिँ नि
Bhagavatam has said that every function is controlled by a particular demigod. You can't even raise your eyebrow without the cooperation of a particular demigod.
Bhagavatam ma yo bhaniyeko cha ki hamile afno aankha ko parela lai pani uthauna sakdaina kinabhane देवी देवताले नियन्त्रण गरिराख्नु भएको छ हाम्रो परेला उठाउनलाई पनि
just like the your vision so or you can see whatever you want you can look at whatever you want
जस्तै हामीले हेर्ने कुरा भयो हामीलाई जे मन लाग्छ त्यो हामीले हेर्न सक्छौ
it's up to you
त्यो तपाईमै निर्भर
हो without the sun you can't see anything
तर सूर्य बिना तपाईले केही देख्न सक्दैन
Similarly, all the senses are controlled like that. You have a tongue, you can taste whatever you want, but without water, you can't taste anything. And the demigod in charge of water. Similarly, the ears, the nose, all of the senses, the active senses also, hands, legs, they're all controlled. And that, of course, the Devi Devatas are controlled by Krishna. You can't do it. You can only propose, I want to do this.
हामीले केही गर्न सक्दैनौँ हामीले खालि यो अगाडि राख्नुमा यो कुरा अगाडि राख्न मात्रै सक्छु कि मलाई यस्तो गर्न मन
लाग्छ
या नगर्न पनि दिन सक्नुहुन्छ
Thank you all very much, Hare Krishna.